Hare Krishna. So it's always a pleasure to come here to Bhakti Vedanta Manor, especially to serve you by giving classes. So I beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas assembled, feeling myself unqualified. Your mercy will help me speak something of value. So please shower your mercy upon me. I'm begging for it. Thank you. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 14, text 70 to 75. And I guess 75 is on the board. Yeah. So I'll read from 70 to 74 and we'll read 75 together. Translation. After thus expressing their feelings to one another, Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi returned home. Who can understand the grave pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here Lakshmi is referred, one who is referred to here is Lakshmi Devi, the daughter of Vallabhacharya, whom he married, his first wife. So who can understand the grave pastimes? The Lord has come here as a devotee. Then his eternal consort joins him in his pastimes here. Seeing the naughty behavior of Lord Chaitanya, the neighboring people, out of love for him, lodged complaints with Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. So Lord Sri Krishna, children are usually naughty, but when the Lord himself comes, who is the seed-giving father of all the children, then he is even more naughty than the normal children. So all the neighboring people, of course, they are all devotees. They are complaining just to increase their love and the love of the Lord. He is no ordinary child. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially lovable because he's come in his most munificent and compassionate form. So, like that. One day, Mother Sachi wanted to rebuke her son, went to catch him, but he fled from the spot. So, he's playing hide and seek with his mom. This pastime also was with Krishna when he used to steal butter and run away from Mother Yashoda. So here the Lord is doing the same thing with his mother Sachi Devi. Although he is the maintainer of the entire universe, once the Lord sat upon some rejected pots in the pit where the remnants of foodstuffs were thrown after they had been used for cooking. Purport. Formerly, it was the custom of Brahmanas to worship Lord Vishnu daily at home and cook food in new pots. This system is still going on in Jagannath Puri. The foodstuffs would be cooked in earthen pots, all fresh and new. And after cooking, the pots would be thrown away. By the side of the house, there was generally a big pit where such pots were thrown. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the pots very pleasingly just to give his mother a lesson. Yeah, so in those days, pots were used for cooking. Pots, clay pots, which were porous. Now even science has begun to tell us that cooking in pots is very healthy because it retains the heat and moisture, cooking in pots. And also, it alkalizes all the acidic foods. So we are advised by, you know, those who know about nutrition and diet to eat more alkalizing diet and less of acidic diet because it creates a problem. But this was happening naturally. Such is the Vedic culture. The whole culture was meant to, it was holistic. take care of our health, well-being, you know, and help us in our spiritual lives as well as material lives, both, and like that. So everything in Vedic culture is so very scientific, we can see. So modern science is just discovering the secrets of the Vedic culture. Yeah. When Mother Sachi saw her boy sitting on rejected pots, she protested, "Why have you touched these untouchable pots? You have now become impure. Go and bathe in the Ganges." So naturally, this is what happens to young children. They're always dirtying themselves, playing with mud, playing with sand, and the mothers usually make them wash themselves, become clean, especially these days. "Don't enter my house and spoil the carpets." Takes a lot to clean the carpet, so clean yourself and come. So your mother Sachi lovingly is telling him, but he's so lucky, they are at the bank of the Ganges in Navdeep, so he has to go and take bath in the Ganges. So very fortunate. And now we come to text 75. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his mother about absolute knowledge. Although amazed by this, his mother forced him to take bath. Purport. Sorry. The absolute knowledge explained by the Lord to his mother is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrit Pravaha Bhasya as follows. The Lord said, "Mother, that this is pure and this is impure is surely a worldly sentiment with no basis in fact. You have cooked foodstuffs for Lord Vishnu within these pots and offered these foodstuffs to him. How then can these pots be untouchable? Everything in relationship with Vishnu is to be considered an expansion of Vishnu's energy. Vishnu, the super soul, is eternal and uncontaminated. How then may these pots be considered pure or impure?" Hearing this discourse on absolute knowledge, his mother was very much astonished and forced him to take a bath. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling his mother that I am surprised there is nothing difference between pure and impure. Now it's on two platforms this statement is made. One on the constitutional platform and one also on the Mayavadi platform. The Mayavadis say it's all one. Like that. But they also say Brahma Satya Jagat Mitya. Today happens to be the appearance day of Sri Shankaracharya, who was the proponent of the Mayavad philosophy. Little bit about him. He was born in a place called Kerala, which is in the southernmost tip of India. Born of Brahmin parents. And then he was very scholarly. He knew all the Vedas and Puranas just when he was a child. And then Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, yeah, and at a young age, while he was, you know, as a child, 4 to 5 years old, he had a pastime where he went to bathe in a river and a crocodile was chasing him. A crocodile was chasing him. So his mother was very much afraid and she was shouting, you know, please save him, please save him. So this child, Shankaracharya, is telling his mother, I'll be saved from the crocodile on one condition. You just let me go and take sannyas. So the mother said, okay, that's okay. So then, you know, he uttered a mantra. The crocodile went away. He came out. And then he went and took sannyas. And he preached the Mayavad philosophy. Of course, we know that this was all arranged by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. Buddha had come before Shankaracharya. And he had preached the gospel of Ahimsa. And for that he had taken people away from all the Shastras. So, therefore now Shankaracharya was bringing them to the Vedic platform by trying to follow some sort of Shastra, be it Mayavad. And then we'll see Ramanujacharya will come of the Sri Sampradaya. He'll establish Lakshmi Narayan worship and bring people to Vaishnavism. And then Madhvacharya will come. And further, he'll say we are same but also different from he'll establish the Dvaitavad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and establishes the final, you know, we are one with the Lord in quality, but in quantity we are different, like that. So this is all the plan of the Lord. So Shankaracharya, you know, although he's the proponent of the Mayavad philosophy, we can't dismiss him because Prabhupada pointed out time and time again that his essence of his statement was Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Moodmate. Just like we say Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam to emphasize the Harir Nam. He also said Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Moodmate. And Prabhupada translates Moodmate as you rascal. So he's telling even his own followers to worship, you know, Lord Sri Krishna, Govinda, like that. So that was his conclusion, but it was all taken, you know, because of the Lord's plan. It was taken in an impersonalist sense. So the impersonalists don't differentiate between anything. It's all one. But, you know, one day, as we know, Gurudas Prabhu, he was facing the Mayavadis. And, you know, the Mayavadis were saying, it's all one. And he happened to be, you know, it was cold and he happened to be sharing a blanket with one of his Mayavadi friends. And he said, if it's all one, then give me the blanket. I'm feeling cold. For you, it won't matter whether the blanket is there or not. It's all one. And then, you know, he came and told Gurudas Prabhu, came and told Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very happy that he had preached that it is not all one. And even the Brahma Mayavadis, they preached this philosophy, Brahma Satya Jagat Mitya. Jagat, the world, is made up of, Krishna explains to us in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi apo nalo vayu kham mano buddhi revacha. Bhinya mai prakriti ashtada. So everything is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Yeah. And then the human beings have mind, intelligence and false ego. Like that. So the Mayavadis believe to shun, you know, give up the, what do you call it, Jagat. Renounce it. Because it is mithya, it's an illusion. And only Brahma is satya. Like that. So, Brahma is satya. But our philosophy then, Rupa Goswami gives us, that what the Brahma, what the Mayavadis say, that he describes as, prapanchetka taya buddhya, Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Mumukshibi Paritago Vairagyam Phalgu Gatyate. That renunciation is false. Why? Because he says that if you renounce anything without knowing its relationship to Krishna and how it can be used in service of Krishna, such renunciation is false. Because Krishna, you know, everything comes from Krishna. It is to be used in his service. And if it is not used in his service, then that is false renunciation. And then he also gives the definition for what is real renunciation. Anasaktasya vishayan. Upahartam yataharam upayunjita nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yukta vairagyam katyate. So, that is the real vairagya. That everything that we see, we use it in service of the Lord. Everything. Because everything has its use in the service of the Lord. And that is what we should do. And the example Rupa Goswami gives very well, very nicely, that the Mayavadis consider the soul is true, but the body has to be kept away from all objects, that renunciation. Because it is false. It is made up of the five bhumi apo nalo vayu. But in our, this thing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpile tuapade nanda kishor. So he says, my mind, manasa deha geha, my body, my family, everything is there. So we come and again bow down to Lord using our bodies. We use our minds for various services, intelligence. So we believe in using everything. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this absolute philosophy to his mother. And through, actually his mother doesn't need to know that. Through him to us. Yeah. Another thing, it is mentioned here that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Lord said, Mother, that this is pure and impure is purely a worldly sentiment. So another example was that we know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, so he went singing and dancing. Yeah. And all the Mayavadis, they said, oh, this is false renunciation. These are just sentiments. But for the real devotees, they are not sentiments. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was undergoing transcendental ecstasy. And it was proved to the Mayavadis. Rupa Goswami mentions Prakashananda Saraswati. That it was proved to them that the process of singing and dancing was no ordinary process. It really, you know, when they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, why are you doing this? Because you're a sannyasi, sannyasi is supposed to study the Vedas. He is to, you know, he has to know the Vedanta Sutra and everything. This is not the job of a sannyasi, singing and dancing on the streets like a madman. And then he said, I'm doing this because my guru, Ishwara Puri, He told me that you are not fit for, you know, studying Vedanta and all. You just sing and dance. That is the only thing you can do. And he said that I just followed my guru's order. And then I became like a madman. So I went to my guru and I told him that, what have you done? What have you given me? You know, I'm going mad with this mantra. I'm singing and dancing and in ecstasy all the time. And guru said, that is the right fruit. That is the right fruit of this activity. That is the natural symptom of what should happen. So you continue doing this and you'll attain all perfection. So like that, you know, whatever the process is given, it is of highest scientific value. So even the sentiments used for Krishna, they are transcendental. So here again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using this example of the pots. He's saying to his mother that he goes and sits. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, only Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions only a few lines. Because he mentions that he hasn't given a detailed description, because Vrindavan Das Thakur, who he respects and who is incarnation of Vyasadeva, he said he has already written the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and in that he has covered this pastime. So I won't touch it. So Chaitanya Bhagavat gives this pastime very well, very nicely. So once, because Nimai was, you know, playing pranks while going to school and all that, so they had, he was getting naughty. So they had seized, they had stopped him from going to school. Seized his studies. You won't go. You're grounded. Stay at home. You don't need to study. So he was very angry about this because he liked the association of his fellow classmates. He also liked to study. And he also saw it as a way to get away from home to play all sorts of naughty tricks on everyone. So he wasn't very happy. So he then thought of, what can I do? And therefore on this day he plays this trick. In India, as they say, that there is also a place where usually it's a the tap is there. It's a place where people wash their feet before going to the house, and usually in a corner, all the dirty clay pots are thrown in there, broken like that. So he makes a sihasan of this of the pots, and he sits on there. And the pots in those days, as we know, it was, you know, they burnt sticks, wood, to fire the pots to cook. And so they were all black. And this golden boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is sitting there with all the black suit on his, you know, body. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that he's looking like a Indra Jalamani, Indra Neelamani. Neela is blue, Mani is blue gemstone, and Indra Neela, sapphire. He was looking like that because this golden boy covered with the black suit, he said as if it was black aguru was spread on him. He gives that description. So we can imagine, you know, this Bhuvana Sundar, Krishna is usually described as the most beautiful baby in all of the universe. You know, sitting there, golden form, with black suit all over, and he's sitting in a corner, but he is looking as if, you know, from him everything emanates. You know, so very special. We can imagine that scene sitting there. And Sachimata is, you know, he's sitting there, and Sachimata immediately gets concerned because all the his friends come and say, you know, Mada, your Nima, he's sitting there, you know, on the pots, and he's all black because all the black suit from the pots has gone on his face and his body. And his mother says, oh, let me see. She goes there and she sees Nimai sitting there nicely, smiling at her. And then, she says to Nimai, you've become dirty, impure, go and immediately wash yourself, go in the Ganges and have a bath. And then he, gives her this philosophy of the absolute truth, that he says that in the constitutional position, there is nothing pure or impure. So the constitutional position is that of purity. In that situation, there is nothing pure or impure. It is just that we have to think what can be used in the service, what cannot be used in the service. And then that also can't, be done with the job of mental speculation. We have to refer to the Shastras. And the Shastra give examples that there is a bone of an animal, and that is kept in the deity room, and it is blown. The concha is the bone of an animal, and yet it is acceptable just because the Shastras say so. When we give abhishek to the Shilas, we use panchagavya, in which we use cow dung, and cow urine is also used, along with cow milk, ghee, and yogurt, like that. So cow dung, again, it is the stool of an animal. But because the scriptures say it can be used, for the Lord, and cow urine as well. Like, I'm from India, so I'm used to cow urine, smell of cow urine. But I can't take it home because my wife doesn't like it. So I have to be careful. But, we see that even devotees, they can't stand cow urine because of the smell. But when you get used to it, you even drink it, because gomutra arka, crystallized form of the gomutra is even drunk. And it's good for health, actually, to relieve so many diseases. So we can see that there are so many examples like this in the scriptures, where everything that is spoken of in the Shastra can be used. And the whole process of Krishna consciousness, it seems as if, what we are taught is how to use ourselves and the paraphernalia in service of the Lord. Have to use everything in the service of the Lord. That is given because it may seem like in the beginning, while I was doing, deity worship, and it seemed as if, I used to do puja at home, so what is the difference? But then, suddenly this thing, cleanliness is next to godliness. In deity worship, cleanliness is one of the most important. But the first thing being being on time, doing everything in the time frame, that's important. But cleanliness is one of the most important things. So all these things that are given, slowly we come to know that it takes time because of the conditioned nature. It is so, I'm discovering things that it took me, for the last 18, 19 years to discover. They're simple things, but, you just wonder that why does it take so long? But it shows that the conditioned nature is so very, strong. And we really, with time, slowly it is revealed. Otherwise, you go on with it. And of course, this morning I saw, Prabhupada's quote, which was sent out. It usually comes on ISKCON Desire. And Prabhupada says, because you are dull, he says, we have given you the Krishna Prasad. And he says, you eat and eat Krishna Prasad, he says. He says, if you take infected food, then you will be infected. Similarly, if you take Krishna Prasad, you will be diseased with Krishna consciousness. You see, you will be infected with Krishna consciousness. So just by doing that, he says, you can become a devotee. So how using everything in Krishna's service, you know, Prabhupada. So that was very, you know, what do you call it, hopeful giving. And when I saw this in the morning, I said, wow. You know, like sometimes we can be harsh on ourselves as well. And Krishna therefore says, you know, like a yogi is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and everything. You can't even, you know, bhakti can't be forced on yourself. Yes, you know, I want my conditioned nature to go away and I want to go deep and this and that. But it is not in our hands. Bhakti can't be achieved. It has to go through the process, you know, and wherever we are, you know, again, Krishna says that in whatever situation you are, you use that situation, your situation, to gain Krishna consciousness. You don't falsely renounce that situation. So this actually principle, it goes deep into it, you know, in everything that we do. Stane stita shrutigata tanuvang bonobi. I've been so long in Krishna consciousness. This devotee is doing very well. You know, how can I also, you know, become like him? And then we force ourselves. But that doesn't work. We realize after some time it's not possible. You know, something happens, the health falls down or something else happens, and we realize I'm going at an artificial pace. This pace is not for me, you know. So I have to go at a pace that's suitable for me. And the Lord will understand, you know. The Lord Ram, as he did with the squirrel and Hanuman, he said, because you're both using the full strength that you have to serve me, you're both equal. You know, whether the squirrel is throwing stones and pebbles or Hanumanji is lifting up big mountains. So we should always come back to who we are. And therefore, you know, finding out who we are is very important. Prabhupada said, you know, you have to be first conscious, then Krishna conscious, then Krishna conscious. So conscious of who we are, who am I and what is my capacity, how can I serve? What is my nature? You know, how can I use my nature in serving Krishna? Because then things happen easily. Things are more amenable. At the same time, I shouldn't be too lax as well. That can also happen. So, as we go on our journey, we have to think about that, that everything can be used. And that can be carried away too far also, like, you know, Prabhupada said that, you know, for those who want to earn money, businessmen, you know, donate 50% to the Krishna conscious, to spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. And one of my friends, you know, who's a businessman, he said, I have to make 2 million profit, Prabhu, so that I can give 1 million to Krishna and keep 1 million for me. But I told him that over the years, I've met billionaires who have doubled their billions, but their portion of, you know, whatever they donate to Krishna has remained round about the same, or has just become a little bit better. So it's not always that it works in that way, you know. So ultimately, it all depends upon ourselves, and I think, you know, like, I'm having this realization that we should go to the deities, you know, and have a private agreement. Of course, the agreement should be within the gamut of the scriptures. We have to be guided by Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We have to take guidance of senior devotees. We have to take, you know, guidance of Guru, other Sadhus and Shastra, you know. And have this agreement that please reveal to me, you know, what should I do? You know, this is what is happening in my life. You know, I need to find out my nature. I need to apply my nature. And this is all part of what it is, Yukta Vairagya, not the Falgu Vairagya. The Falgu Vairagya is, I just take a position and remain there. And of course, that is also okay. If it works, it's very good. It's very good. But if it becomes troublesome, where we find the signs are usually, if we are not in a right position, then we will be using lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride. You know, our service will be contaminated. And everyone's service is contaminated by that. But you'll be using that more. We'll try to, you know, bring down the movement by our, you know, gossip and criticism like that, instead of taking it up with the right authorities. So that will be shown like that. Whereas if we are really situated in our service and we are doing it for the enjoyment of Krishna while being grateful for whatever has been given to us, Krishna says, one who is satisfied by what comes of its own accord, and then being kind and compassionate to everyone, because all devotees are struggling. No one is having a nice time. You know, in the material world, no one enjoys maya. Pashyate maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Maya doesn't leave anyone. She is, as soon as Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogvancha kare, she is there. So no one is enjoying. So having compassion and kindness for everyone. And then, you know, offering whatever we have to offer to the Lord with loving devotion. Then I think definitely, you know, his reciprocation will be there. And the Lord gives so many promises. So his reciprocation will be there. And will be guided. Because spiritual life is quite difficult, especially in this age of Kali, quarrel and hypocrisy. And so we need guidance in using everything that we have in our lives to make progress, to connect to Krishna. Like that. So I would like to ask so far if there are any questions, comments, realizations anyone wants to share.